Today, I'll be breaking down the number one secret strategy that we use across multiple companies in order to help them scale with organic short form content. So recently, we had a company come to us a few months ago, and they asked us if we can help them get more conversions with organic content. Now, typically, organic is a lot harder to grow, especially when you want to do it in a very short time frame. So we told them that it's not going to be an overnight thing and that it will take some time in order to try, test, and ultimately see what converts on the back end. They were fine with this, and so we started trying a bunch of things with them. Now, initially, it was slow. We tried promoting their app directly on the content, and this did not work because people just didn't enjoy it and they didn't like the app as much as we thought they would initially. Not that it was a bad app, but it was really hard to just showcase the features and get people to click and download the app. So we tried a different approach and we tried to give value to people. But this was also a flop because the more value we tried to give, the less people would actually convert on the back end because they would just come for the videos and the videos didn't really have much to do with the content of the actual app. And we had to come up with a third solution here. What we did was we figured out that people wanted value and people also wanted to know what the app does. And if we were able to bridge the two, then that's how we would come up with a formula to get more people to click on the videos and then also ultimately click on the app in the App Store and download it. So we tried by combining a value prop with showcasing the app. And the way that we were able to do it after a couple of weeks of thinking was coming up with a feature within the app that people would get hooked to. So the company had already built this feature out and it was very, very interesting. And we had played around with it. So now what we wanted to do was figure out a way to use that feature and showcase it as a value proposition within the content so that people would get very intrigued. Now, this was a big step forward from the first time around because when we first showcased this feature, it was directly just showcasing it and asking people to download the app. But this time we knew that we were missing the way to get viewers to actually get intrigued because no matter how much they liked the feature, what was in it for them? So what we started doing was experimenting with street style interviews with UGC creators. We brought UGC creators to showcase the app, but in a very, very subtle way. What they would do was they would use the app's feature on other people because this app allowed you to do that. And they would take a video of themselves doing it. And people were very fascinated because this feature that the app had was really cool. And it allowed people to really see what the app did. But at the same time, by having a UGC creator doing street style interviews, it felt like they were almost watching some sort of a movie or a TV show, and this got viewers very hooked. Quickly, we started seeing the numbers climb. People really started enjoying this format, the interviews were very value-driven, and the app's feature was still being shown. So that's how we were able to crack it. And so if you're wondering how you can use this for your own company, my best secret advice to you is figure out a way to showcase your app's feature or your company's feature or what it does, but add in the element of a value proposition. So whether this is doing street style interviews, whether this is talking about facts or entertainment or some sort of way where people actually get intrigued, that's not just directly showcasing your app. And if you're able to bridge the gap between these two things, you will eventually come up with a format that uniquely showcases what your app or brand does and will ultimately get you those conversions. So if you're looking for more help on this, definitely reach out and we will help you. But that's all I got for you in this episode. If this was helpful, be sure to rate and review the podcast. It would mean so much for us. Thanks for listening.